This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's stories, a bill to make Indigenous Peoples Day align with Columbus Day in Nevada got a Senate committee hearing. Federal funding is going towards rental assistance for Native vets, and tribal communities observe Sexual Assault Awareness Month. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. A bill to formally reschedule Indigenous Peoples Day in Nevada has just been heard in the state's Senate Committee on Government Affairs. Assembly Bill 144 would make the second Monday in October an official commemoration of Nevada's Native and Indigenous residents. Currently, it's held on August 9th. Democrat Shay Backus is the bill's sponsor and a self-described urban Indian who's a member of the Cherokee Nation. Speaking to the Senate committee, she reiterated that her bill would not replace the state's observance of Columbus Day on that same date.
AB 144 will align the date to honor the resilience of our ancestors and to uplift the enduring legacies of Indigenous peoples, their voices, their cultures, and their connection to this land.
Backers of the bill included the Native Voters Alliance Nevada and the Sierra Club. Joshua Skaggs, Legislative Affairs Director for the Nevada Republican Party, read President Trump's recent statement in opposition.
You'll be happy to know Christopher is going to make a major comeback. I am hereby reinstating Columbus Day under the same rules, dates, and locations, and it has had for all the many decades before. End quote.
The bill previously passed the Nevada Assembly on a 27-15 vote. More than $2 million in federal funding will go to expand rental assistance for Native American veterans at risk of becoming homeless. As Danielle Kading reports, Housing and Urban Development Secretary Scott Turner announced the money on the Oneida Nation's reservation last week. Insert Kading spot here. All across Indian country, people have been observing Sexual Assault Awareness Month. While April is winding down, people like Desiree Coyote want the message to continue year-round, that the community needs to unite to help prevent sexual violence and form support for survivors and their loved ones. Coyote is the Family Violence Services Program Manager for the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation in Oregon. When she talked to National Native News on Monday, she and her community had just finished a sexual assault awareness walk.
About 50 folks join us, Native and non-Native alike.
Coyote says another walk is taking place this Wednesday in Roy Raley Park in Pendleton.
We're braiding ribbons together to honor a variety of issues like sexual assault, domestic violence, missing, murdered, and trafficked, and whatever else the folks want to attach to that.
The FBI says from 2021 to 2023, there were nearly 26,000 reports of violent crime and roughly 8,600 incidents of sexual crimes against victims who were Native American or Alaska Native women. More events will take place on May 5th, which is the National Day of Awareness for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women. Again, Desiree Coyote.
Families want folks to remember that these are our community members, they're our relations, and that they are not forgotten, that we still hold ceremonies to be able to speak their name so that everybody can remember who our Indigenous missing and murdered are.
This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull from the KLCC studios in Eugene, Oregon.